The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
So, what has been trending online this week? Well, entertainment journalist and podcaster Dee Reddy joins me now. Hello, Dee.
Hello, how are you?
Living your life online, like
the
rest of us?
Yeah, at least this morning gave me an excuse for it this week.
Yes, you had reason to. So now, you're telling us that Gen Z has discovered the Kennedys.
In a big, big way. It is incredible the amount of Kennedy-adjacent content that is currently going around the internet, from Reddit boards to TikTok explainers about the family, and particularly, of course, about JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessette Kennedy. And it's all really because it's been kicked off by this new Ryan Murphy show that is streaming currently on Disney Plus. I think the fourth episode was out this morning.
This is called Love Story.
Love Story. And it tells the story of their relationship and their ultimate tragic end. And I think for internet culture, this is a really interesting one because they really existed in that decade. They met in 92, they died in 99. They really existed in that almost pre-internet celebrity culture era. Like Perez Hilton, I think, launched in 2001. So what's fascinating to me about it is you have all these young people who are going and they're seeking out print articles about them or books about them. There's very little actual video footage of Carolyn in particular. There's a lot of photographs. They would have been followed by paparazzi quite a bit. But what you do see in the show and through the stuff that people are unearthing from decades ago is that they kind of existed in this bizarre, by today's standards, thing where they were these huge global celebrities, but they still had a fairly private, contained life. So I think that's what's really fascinating people.
So it's that, it's the legend of the Kennedys. It's also her style, because that was what she was known for, right?
Claire, I saw two articles this morning about her preferred lipstick. Like, her style is a huge part of it. And obviously, 90s fashion is seeing a resurgence at the moment. And people are now obsessed with her as kind of a figurehead of that.
What was 90s fashion? I mean, she was all clean lines, wasn't she?
She worked with Calvin Klein. She was very minimalist, exactly.
Slip dresses was her thing.
Slip dresses, pristine white shirts, kind of relatively baggy pants. The bootcut jeans, they're seeing a resurgence as well. So, yeah, it's kind of a bit of a perfect storm in terms of people rediscovering them as characters.
Okay, a perfect storm to a real storm now.
Yes,
the snow in the United States is causing some obsession online, right?
It really is. And I mean, well, I suppose because the city in New York went into lockdown, so people have very little else to be doing except posting online content. But there's some great material coming out of it. Like, there was one fantastic video where this guy goes around a New York park and he reviews the myriad snowmen and snow ducks and igloos that he sees along the way and gives them a nice little rating and chats to the people.
All for that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so wholesome. Less wholesome, though, is a clip that has gone hugely viral thanks to the Irish journalist Niall Stanich, who said, a fine addition to TV Vox Pop Hall of Fame, made even better by her, this is a journalist doing a Vox Pop with somebody on the street, hurriedly pulling the mic away, which you can see in the video she does twice. But we have a clip of what this chap had to say.
Yeah, there's still people out in doorways looking for shelter, and I think a lot of people think this is why we shouldn't allow hedge funds to own residential property.
And so what we were talking about earlier too is a little bit of the nostalgia aspect, right?
Yeah.
How this feels kind of like back in the 90s when we were growing up.
Yeah, like we were saying, yeah, it was much more snow, colder winters. And again, private equity didn't own so much of the housing stock in America.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
What a legend. So, he had a plan and he was sticking to it.
He did. He had a point he wanted to make and he was going to do it. But she was quick off the mark there too.
She was quick off the mark. But when you see the visual, and I would encourage people to seek out the video, the way that she recoils and pulls away the microphone the first time he mentions private equity, and that they had clearly had a chat now before she put him on mic, to say, you know, what we might talk about. Because she goes, oh, well, as we were talking about earlier, there's a nostalgia.
He hoodwinked her.
Well, he managed to make nostalgia and into private equity again. So fair play to him.
So that's causing a lot of debate. And I can completely understand why. Because the first question you have is, well, why didn't she just let him say what he wanted to say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he was making a good point about the fact that there, you know, there is a homeless crisis, as there is in Ireland, as there is in Dublin and many cities around the world. And he was making a point about thinking about the people who are homeless in a snowstorm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that has been trending online. Now, this is a really unusual
one. It sure is.
About freezers in Sheffield.
Yes, and I think this kind of really stems from people maybe being just so tired of the news cycle these days that they've really, really in a big way just like attached themselves to this. It all started with a post on the Sheffield Reddit board about a co-op supermarket in Sheffield that has harmonic fridges. So somebody said, has anyone noticed how nice the freezers sound in the Ecky Road co-op? It's like all the fans have been carefully tuned to the calmest droning chord ever. So it's now attracting people who are visiting the supermarket just to have a listen to the freezers, including The Guardian, who sent one of their journalists along. Now, I should say for that Guardian journalist's kind of own peace of mind, they do live nearby. So it wasn't like a big journey.
A big hike.
No, but some of the commentary on it is, you know, people are asking, is it tuned to a C major? Can they hear the opening of Nothing Compares to You in the electronic home? Some people even believing that it's kind of taken on a slightly more discordant edge as the months have gone on. So a real interesting little internet oddity there. But I suppose we do have a clip of these freezers if people want to check it out themselves.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I mean, it's like people are describing it as sounding like a gong bath, but no.
Cormac, can we hear that again?
Yeah.
I it sounds like freezers to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then I'm not musical. I don't have a musical brain. Let's hear it again. Maybe it sounds like
there's a slight harmonic edge to it.
The organ starting, you know, before the choir kicks in.
Yeah, that's just one video. There's loads of different ones that people have recorded. So if you're into freezers and if you're into music, go on and check it out.
Well, just go to Sheffield and have a listen. Go to the co-op supermarket on the Ecky Road. Now, is the moon going to crash to Earth? Some people on TikTok believe that it's imminent.
They do. Well, they don't quite. It is all started with a video that was actually posted by a visual special effects studio, obviously showing their wares. And it's kind of slightly hypnotic. It is a dramatized sort of dash cam video that depicts a moon closing in on Earth as if it's about to crash in on it. And you just see it getting bigger and bigger and bigger over this kind of suburban neighbourhood. Now, that original video got 68 million views on TikTok. And then somebody took it from TikTok and posted it on X and said, no time to think twice. One decision changes everything. So what's your move?
Uh-huh.
So the discourse is kind of split firmly into two camps, I would say. You've got your science nerds who are taking it as a teachable moment and pointing out that anyone with a decent understanding of astrophysics would know that the moon approaching within the Earth's roach limit of about 18,000 kilometres would mean that we'd all disintegrate. And then there's other people that have created a really fun meme out of it, which was kicked off by a Twitter or X user called Work Retire Die. He says,
nice, make sure, hopeful.
Make sure I update the project tracker so my broader team is up to date on deliverable timelines across the org. And that kicked off loads of people, you know, talking about my boss would still want me in work on Monday, if the world
this
was
is
ending.
Harking back to a time when people went online to social media sites to kind of waste a bit of time.
Yeah.
Which I like.
I do too. You know, bring back that and less toxic discourse and more just people being pithy and witty with strangers, you know?
And imagining the moon crashing to Earth, which is not that optimistic either. Listen to some fridges.
Yes.
Touch grass. That's your job
listen
for the
to a
weekend.
Freezer. Yeah. Enjoy.
Thanks so much, Dee.
Thank you.
That's Dee Reddy there, who's an entertainment journalist and podcaster.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. conversation that counts.